Well, what I can almost begin to do is recite the beginnings of the survey paper that I just handed you, which is going to be submitted very shortly to the IEEE Annals of the History of Computing. It purports to be a history of the field that is now called computer vision, but which in the early days was certainly not called any such thing. And it begins as follows. When computers began to become available, people rapidly realized that you could use them to process images. And this immediately split into two thrusts, one of which stays with signal processing, the other breaks away. The one that stays with signal processing is you can process images, meaning you do things to them and the result is a better image in some sense. More compact, prettier, whatever the buzzwords are. But on the other hand, the vast amount of effort, which also started in the mid-50s as computers became available, was the game of trying to extract other kinds of information from images. This was either a description problem or a classification problem as a special case of description, and it cut across a large number of application areas. Now, the people who went into image processing, the image-to-image stuff, they had the enormous advantage that image processing is just a two-dimensional, possibly discrete, but whether or not discrete, two-dimensional generalization of image of signal processing, and the generalization is not that unstraightforward. There are, no doubt, significant complications that take place in 2D that just weren't there in 1D, but there was a tremendous amount of commonality. So the image processing people were able to start right off with a major amount of underlying pre-existing theory, which they just had to extend from one dimension to two dimensions and from perhaps from continuous two-dimensional signals to discretized ones, since our images are usually digitized. Okay, the image analysis people, that's what one would call the other half of the field, they're the people who wanted to get something else out of images, not to just turn them into other images. Those people had no such luck. They had to they had to feel their own way. Now, they were motivated by a number of major application areas, which I'll review briefly. And in the initial days, you could probably safely say each application area was a culture unto itself. Nobody, or hardly anybody, looked across several of them to ask, what's common to all of this? Is there an image analysis paradigm? By the mid-60s, it appeared, at least to me and probably others as well, to claim that this is a field and to work up some kind of paradigm which is common to all the various application areas. The application areas are so horrifically different that at first glance you wouldn't think there's anything common to them. Okay, so let me touch on three or four of them. One is what has all these years been called optical character recognition. Not because it's done optically, but to distinguish it from some other kinds, to distinguish it from something called magnetic ink character recognition, where the sensing is totally different. Optical character recognition simply means you have characters that you can still see. The aim is to scan this page image and read the characters. And why was this considered in the 50s to be a tremendously important thing to do? Well, just for the reason that they wanted to abolish key punching. Instead of trying to input data to a computer by keying it in, it would be so nice if it already exists in hard copy form and human-readable form, it would be so nice to attempt to scan it in directly. Fine, so OCR, optical character recognition, was one of the early, meaning 1950s, areas, but there were two others that I know of that were quite popular in the 50s. Another, which you find mostly in reports that are very hard to lay hands on anymore, was computer analysis of aerial photographs to determine what different kinds of cultural features are present on them, buildings, roads, bridges, things like that. Now, why was that suddenly an interesting problem? Well, simply because the Defense Department was interested in it. And the Defense Department, as always, has had a lot of money, so there naturally then began to be people studying